Now, if you heard me quite tragically stumble over the word ambiguity this morning, I can redeem myself now by saying there is some ambiguity around the planned rail lines for the airport, and there's been some backflips and the like in recent weeks. Now, the state government suggested it won't have significant effect, while other stakeholders, other people in the area, certain members of the community weren't so impressed. So to help maybe clear this up a little bit, we are joined this morning by Labor spokesperson and member for Campbelltown, Greg Warren. Greg, how's it going?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thanks for joining the show and making the time. So a lot of what I gained from looking at this story, articles, etc., is that there was a planned train line, I should say, more or less set in stone, and the government has backflipped on plans. As briefly as you can, what exactly has happened here, and I guess what are your thoughts?
Well, the government's been very unclear on its strategic plan for connectivity to the Western Sydney Airport. What we do need to see is the heavy rail extension of the South West Rail Link extending through to Badgerys Creek. There's many reasons why that's important. First and foremost, it needs to be heavy rail because then you can move freight on it. You can't move freight on a metro line.
Right.
So that needs to be not overlooked by the government. And also, Western Sydney Airport will be Sydney's second airport. You look at other airports around the world, whether it's in Newark in New York, connecting to JFK, even down in Melbourne, you've got Laverton. What is so important to ensure the second airports aren't restricted and reach their full potential is that direct connection through to that primary airport. In our case, it's Kingsford Smith. Now, the extension of the South West Rail Link would provide that direct connection down through Leppington and extending. But I guess getting back to the government, we've heard so many different messages from the government. I think community is just so confused. What we do need, we need a strategic plan put in place for connectivity of the Western Sydney Airport with timeline and complemented by adequate funding in budget over the course of getting the connections to the Western Sydney Airport at a level so we ensure that it has every opportunity, but also that we don't restrict it.
That total sense. As far as I can tell, looking at it, there's two major groups looking to be affected. And I say major because obviously there's going to be X amount otherwise. But it's the university and kind of local landholders. Now, Andrew Constance said that the cost outweighs the positives for a unicentric kind of station at Warrington. I can only imagine that affects accessibility and such for students, but just kind of the area in general. But the other group being the landholders in the area who will miss out on land acquisition due to the changes. These families and owners, they're already worth a mint. Like, let's be honest. So it's hard to empathise with someone that's upset that they won't get a big government payout. Though, is this just what's on the surface, or is there kind of more to it?
Well, I think Minister Constance is making an assessment based on cost and I guess trying to find the balance between delivering the connectivity, the complementary rail stations and what have you. But I certainly do understand and sympathise with those community members and landowners around Western Sydney Airport mm-hmm. who have been receiving many unclear messages. I guess they're trying to find certainty for their homes. Are they staying? Are they going? If they are going, how are they subsidising their next home? And, of course, that would be done through acquisitions or land purchases and things like that. So I've met with many residents associated with land holdings around Western Sydney Airport, particularly the small owners are very stressed about this and they're seeking certainty. So that's what I'm urging the government to do. I understand they're trying to set a strategic plan. I certainly acknowledge that and I want to be pragmatic about that. But I just want to also urge the government, and I'll continue to do so, to engage with those all landowners, particularly those smaller landowners, because this is their home, right? And many of them have been there for a very, very long time. So they need just as much attention and certainty as the larger landowners as well.
What about just the community of Western Sydney as a whole? I was born in Liverpool before I moved up the coast, but I know people kind of, or at least my family does, still in the area. What about those in Parramatta, in other areas of Sydney, Penrith and all that alike, which of course the metro runs through, or at least it might do going forward and stuff. How does this potentially affect Western Sydney as a general rule?
Well, we can never forget that Western Sydney Airport and its subsequent development is a construction of national significance. It's a construction of state significance, but very specifically, it's very significant to Western Sydney. So, and that's west of Parramatta, you know, down the south of Campbelltown and connection, even right across the Western Sydney Belt. that ultimately stretches from Riverstone through to the MacArthur. There's 1.3 million people destined for that Western Sydney belt. That's a city the size of Adelaide. We need to be making sure that existing residents, businesses and communities are given due consideration, but we also want to make sure that we are planning this airport and planning Western Sydney so that those future residents can enjoy the good lifestyle that we existing residents in Western Sydney have long enjoyed. That's only going to happen with good consultation, with the government listening to communities and making sure whatever is being planned and whatever is being constructed, that we minimise impact on communities and make sure that they're brought along with the journey.
And just very briefly, I know that you've got somewhere to be in just a couple of minutes, but is there any chance, I'm hoping the answer is no, that this could all fall apart? I'm not having a crack at Melbourne when I say this here, but is there any chance we could be like a Tullamarine and the Western Sydney Airport doesn't have a significant or at least a good rail line and we have to jump on buses or something to get towards the city?
Well, look, I think it would be deeply disappointing if that were the case. Look, realistically, I can't see that happening. We do need to have those rail connections. For example, all we've heard from government connecting Campbelltown to the Western Sydney Airport is a bus. That's inadequate and it's insufficient. Look, Western Sydney deserves just as much attention as and priority as anywhere else in Sydney, whether it's on the North Shore, the eastern suburbs or wherever. I take nothing away from any other community and I welcome investment and I like to see good things happen and good constructions around our state, no matter where it is, and that includes all areas of Sydney. All I ask is that Western Sydney gets given the same level of priority and the same degree of attention as we see in other areas of metropolitan Sydney and indeed broader New South Wales. I guess getting back to your question, can I see it falling apart? No, I can't, because it's essential. It's going to have to happen. There are plans in place, but what I can see happening is the uncertainty provided by government. We don't seem to have a good communication between the state and federal government. Sometimes I wonder if the left hand is speaking to the right hand because we hear so many mixed messages. And I think that just adds confusion to community. That includes like local residents, but also the business community.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining the show, Greg. I know you're in a rush, so I won't hold you up any longer.
No, all good, Jared. You have a good one, mate.
And you. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
That was Labor spokesperson and member for Campbelltown, Greg Warrens, shedding some light into some uncertainty, recent reports about backflips, changes regarding the rail line into Western Sydney Airport, as you can hear just there from Greg. He's passionate about Western Sydney and what should be done here to best benefit the community.